On today's Community Corner, we're going to look at protecting and preserving open space in Clark County and talk about a special award that went to two very special people in Clark County, a conservation award. More on that. Right now, we welcome Allison Teeter. Allison is Clark County's natural resource planner and staff to the Clark County Conservation Easement Authority. Allison, great to have you with us on the Wink Wake Up Show.
Thank you so much.
Before we talk about the Sipe family and the award they received yesterday, let's talk about Clark County's Conservation Easement Authority, what it's all about.
The Easement Authority was established in 2003 for the county, and basically it allows the county to hold and manage conservation easements. And a conservation easement is kind of an overlay on the property. It's a deed that gets recorded and lays out restrictions, usually for development potential. So you reduce development, and it's all voluntary based on what the landowner wants to do with their land.
So anybody can voluntarily approach the authority?
So when a landowner decides that they want to look into the potential of putting their land in easement, they would contact me, and we do have some criteria. We generally take properties that are in two of our large zoning districts. So if you're in a residential zoning district, they aren't really eligible. So we want to preserve the tax base to a certain extent. But we have criteria, and we look at what we call conservation values of the property. Does the property have a stream or a historic house or along the river? There are other features that make it desirable for protection. So we have criteria we go through, and we look at each property individually, and most of them do qualify because we have a lot of farming community and forest land that we'd like to see remain in that capacity as opposed to being developed for residential housing or such.
And when someone does commit their land that way, there's a misconception that you lose control of how you want to use that land.
Yeah, that is a misconception because, like I say, whatever is written into the deed that gets recorded is what the property owner agrees to. So we don't require even that you give up all your development potential. We have many easements that still allow for subdivision. It would be reduced, you know, maybe just one or two lots as opposed to four or five. But you can do that. It is your property. We don't come on the property unless we get the property owner's permission. We have to inspect and make sure that the terms of the easement are upheld over time. So we do a monitoring program annually, but you still have agricultural rights. You still can log the property and do forestal activities. There's a lot of structures that can be built if you wanted to add barns or any of those type of things. That's still permitted and encouraged, but it's just really reducing the subdivision potential is what we're looking at.
And we'll slide into the recipients of yesterday's conservation award. The Clark County Conservation Easement Authority each year hands out a conservation award. Tell us about that award, and then tell us about the winners yesterday.
That's a program that we got started about 5 years ago, and it's meant to honor individuals and groups that provide for outstanding contributions to preserve and protect our open spaces. And we also do it to build awareness for the need for land conservation and the positive role that easements play in preserving the natural beauty and historic resources of the county. So yesterday, we were able to give an award to Joe and Denise Sipe, who have a Christmas tree farm outside of White Post in the county. And they put their land in easement 2007, I believe. And Mr. Sipe was very adamant that he wanted to see that land protected. He's a farmer and in addition to his tree farm. But he has about 140-some acres that he wanted protected. And he gave up all of his development rights. So each of the two parcels has one building right, which will, in fact, maintain that open space as he desired. So we found that they were sort of the poster child for a farmer that wanted to continue to do work on their farm and keep the land as it is and protect it.
That's awesome. Yeah, we drive by that every time there on 340. Joseph and Denise Sipe, congratulations. Yep. Allison, if people want to find out more information about the Conservation Easement Authority or about preserving land in Clark County, how do they reach you?
The website is clarklandconservation.org.
Allison Teeter, Clark County's natural resource planner. Thanks for being with us on the Community Corner.
Thank you for having me.